Okay, this is AAC, An Absolute Creation, coming at you once again. And this podcast, I'm going to break off from spirituality and move right into the forbidden realms of politics. Now, I don't really know where to start, but I'm starting to reach a critical point. I wouldn't yet say critical mass, but I will say critical point in my ability to continue this enabling that the general masses that actually know and see and are keen to the ideas of corruption and conformity and social control and media manipulation and all that jazz. But the point is when are you going to do something about it? I mean, I was thinking today, I was like, what would you do in this day and age? What the hell could you do that they wouldn't know you were conspiring to do prior to doing it? And damn, I mean, the playing field is damn narrow. I watched Live Free or Die Trying last night, and damn, those words are beautiful, aren't they? Live free or die trying. That's awesome. I mean, I couldn't have summed it up better myself. And throughout history, you know, in the Western world, we've recreated what our understanding of freedom is. It's like, you know, arrogance. It's almost arrogance and fear, and those two things mixed together they create a really morbid offspring. And that hybrid is something I would not want to face in a dark alley. But that thing is our administration. And the unfortunate part is they are dictating the direction and the clever complexities of the fear that they're implementing in the world. And I can't believe it. Like today, I'll just run over a few current events in the news. Today, President Bush just completely, swept the whole Libby CIA leak under the rug and said, you know, it's old news. But in the beginning, didn't he say something like, I'm not going to speak about it until the investigation's over, then I will give you my full dissertation of what I believe happened. Well, now that it's over and he pardoned the dude and, you know, all that jazz and completely just stepped right over the appeals process and the process, he just says that it's old news and let's not talk about it anymore. I mean, guys, if that is not a blatant slap in the face, you guys have never been smacked, or you've never responded to a smack and you've sat there and just taken it. Either way, it's crazy. Okay, just a few days ago, I remember a head story saying that America is not in any danger of an imminent terrorist attack. And then today I see things that say Al-Qaeda works to plan U.S. operatives, and they're saying the next 3 years we should be in fear of a terrorist attack, not only biological, chemical, or nuclear, whatever it is. Right now, Al-Qaeda's, because of our intelligence, Al-Qaeda's got all these really complex ideas to come in here and just get us and stop the freedom that we love so much. But my whole question is if we can figure out all these little intimate details of Al-Qaeda's ideologies and plans for the future, why cannot we find bin Laden? I mean, I truly believe that he is the smoking gun. He is the big, fat, pink elephant that just sitting there saying, you guys all forgot about the dude that they blamed it on. And that, to me, is bewildering. But I guess that's that. Okay, my whole thing is, listen. We all sit here and watch somebody do something that we know is wrong. And we sit back and all argue over the semantics of whether or not it's wrong or not, or whose side you should be on. But if you're on this side, you're pissing these people off. But if you piss these people off, that means that 3 generations ago when your parents fought through that, then you were pissing on their grave now. Like all these weird things. I swear to God, you can debate anything and be right. Like a great arguer is never, ever wrong. And it's true. He's never wrong. Because he can always, always, always take it somewhere else. You know, the human dialogue and the human, you know, vocabulary is not complex enough, is not even faintly near the complexity of the mind and how it can manipulate things. So that's pretty much what I see a lot in the world today, especially in Washington, here on ATS, is just we argue over semantics and forget about the main agenda. And that is that we are all being duped. Duped in the process, and the people that believe we're being duped, we don't like it. It's not like we're saying, haha, we see that we're being duped and you don't. And the people that don't believe we're duped just doesn't want to believe that we're being duped, because that's just too much to even think about. It's like, I don't even want to wrap my head around that idea. But listen, guys, we're being duped, and that's my opinion, but I'm sticking to it. And I just wanted to have, this is a rant, a political rant that states, live free or die trying. And how we're going to do that, who knows. But perhaps somewhere in a dark cellar in the corner of some place in the world, there's a quiet, pure, genuine, sincere revolution in the process. And they're smart, witty, and they know exactly how to do it. And until I can co-sign and subscribe to an idea like that, I will remain vigilant, keeping both eyes open and one open mind, and spend a lot of time thinking, because most of the people out there don't do enough time doing that. So I will sign off by saying I apologize for stepping on anyone's feelings, but this is a genuine, sincere political rant and a cry for people to listen, live free, or die trying.